Madam Chair, Romania aligns itself with the EU statement. Hate speech threatens individual rights and human dignity, disturbs peaceful coexistence and rational public debate. Combating hate speech is part of the fight against racism and other forms of discrimination, including towards persons belonging to minorities. Several multilateral treaties impose obligations on states to respect and to ensure rights, prohibit discriminatory speech, and criminalize certain forms of hate speech. These obligations should be followed both online and offline, with the framework of existing national strategies and action plans on preventing racism, xenophobia, radicalization, and extremism. The main challenge when adopting measures aimed at combating online speech is how to avoid unwanted limitation to other rights, especially the freedom of expression. The current COVID-19 pandemic has shown that there is a thin line between governmental action aimed at protecting and fundamental rights and the limitation of fundamental freedoms. The EU strategy and plan of action of hate speech and other initiatives explore legislative patterns and judicial policies. We note the recommendation from report of Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Opinion and Expression on the need to regulate online hate speech while meeting the condition of legality, legitimacy, and proportionality. Romania highly values the cooperation with human rights international mechanisms, including treaty bodies and special procedures, with the purpose to identify and combat hate speech. In light of this, we cannot but disagree with the statement made by a representative of Romanian NGO this morning, who referred to the statement of Romanian authorities against one specific minority in the context of the COVID-19 crisis. While contesting the validity of this statement, we would like to emphasize that Romanian authorities are fully committed to combat hate speech and promote anti-discrimination legislation. Our legal framework sanctions act of hate crime or serious hate speech, including in social media through criminal means. One of our main objectives remains to ensure the legislative and institutional coherence by involving relevant authorities in the implementation of the existing legislation. I thank you.